Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the film screening of This Changes Everything, Tuesday, February 9th, 6:30 p.m. at the Multnomah Arts Center Auditorium in Portland. This Changes Everything is a film directed by Avi Lewis and inspired by Naomi Klein's international bestseller of the same title that attempts to reimagine the vast challenge of climate change.
I've spent 6 years wandering through the wreckage caused by the carbon in the air and the economic system that put it there.
There will also be information and representatives from local groups involved in the climate change struggle. Again, that's Tuesday, February 9th, 6:30 p.m. at the Multnomah Arts Center Auditorium, 7688 Southwest Capitol Highway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Youth Summit, taking place February 12th and February 13th at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club in Portland. February 12th will feature a workshop called Healing Ourselves to Raise Our Future and a performance by spoken word artist S. Renee Mitchell. February 13th will feature workshops on topics ranging from becoming an MC to healthy living to information on going to Africa. That evening, the summit will close with a youth talent showcase. Again, that's the Portland Youth Summit, February 12th and 13th at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club, 5250 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Clinton Street 3rd Annual Mardi Gras Festival, Tuesday, February 9th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. This annual celebration features the Les Blyke Mardi Gras films Dry Wood and Always for Pleasure, as well as food, costumes, music, and more. Again, that's the 3rd Annual Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday celebration, February 9th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. Love somehow. I'm through playing with fire.
Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, February 9th, Mardi Gras, Shrove Tuesday, 2016. Laissez les bons temps rouler. And you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We have two guests today. We have the Klamath Tribal Chairman, Don Gentry, will join us to talk about dam removal on the Klamath River. an action whose time has long come and gone and now presses upon all of us to take responsibility for our environment and stand up for a tribal interest, which Trump, excuse the use of the word, all other claims on the Klamath River. Agriculture in a land that rejects the type of crops that the mega agriculturists are trying to grow is a bad idea. It will never work, no matter how much water and chemicals you pour on it. If you try to grow the wrong crops in the wrong place with the wrong climate, you are doomed to failure. That said, fishing on the Klamath River, were the dams removed, is obviously the only option. And Klamath tribes have treaties on their side, and they should have us on their side as well. So that said, Don Gentry will be joining us momentarily. Our second guest today, Zahara Hexter, is a breast cancer patient. She's a writer and an educator. She lives in Washington, D.C. And she released a statement upon her release from jail following arrest at a Trans-Pacific Partnership protest on World Cancer Day. She is in a situation where she is virtually, her life is held hostage to the interests of those who promote the TPP in their own self-interest. It is essentially the privatization of everything. And in this case, it's a privatization of life itself. Okay, moving right along. We've got a lot going on right now. Today in Salem, if you can possibly get down there, the state, the Oregon State Department of the Land Board meeting is in Salem today. Afterwards, there will be a lobby get-together. It's called a lobby cluster training, sorry. This starts at 9:30 a.m., so you missed that part, but 10 right now, the State Land Board meeting begins at 12. It's projected to end, they say, Jody McCaffrey says it might end earlier, at 12:30. People down there participating are going to reassemble at the plaza in front of the Capitol to do a 30-minute lobby cluster training. At 1 p.m., they break up and head into the Capitol with material to pass out to legislators. And let's see, Chesapeake Energy, this is something that pertains to Jordan Cove, where they're pushing ahead, despite the fact that this is a money-losing proposition if you pencil it out. However, the fact that they are pushing ahead with it tells us that the fix is in, and that the oil and gas company is moving ahead on it, despite the fact that Chesapeake Energy, the second largest natural gas producer in the United States, took a 50% ding yesterday after multiple reports that it hired new restructuring attorneys. We all know what restructuring means. It's restructuring for some, it's bankruptcy for the rest of us. And that said, we've got a few more headlines. The Farm Defenders halted the construction on the Gill Track a second time. This from Albany, California. Second time this year, Farm Defenders halted construction on the Gill Track Farm. Five Farm Defenders are sitting in silent meditation on the path of heavy machinery right now. And it's we now are very privileged to welcome Klamath Tribal Chairman Don Gentry to the KBOO airwaves and to Cascadia. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. The Klamath River, the dams, and we've got one in Oregon, three in California, though the actual border between California and Oregon is meaningless because other nations have lived in these lands for centuries, for I dare say millennia. And it's not a border that divides anyone. It's a river that should unite all of us. And it is our responsibility to defend tribal claims, treaty rights to the waters. Is that would be my position. I've always told listeners I'm very biased about some things. In this case, I'm biased on behalf of tribal interests. So where do we stand right now, and how do chances look on this?
So you're talking about the agreement in principle that was developed by the State of Oregon, California, Klamath Project, and the United States government, Department of Interior.
Yeah. Shouldn't Klamath Nations, as tribal nations, First Nations, represent as a sovereign nation, and should they not negotiate one-on-one with the United States government and everybody else? It's not their concern, because we're talking about two sovereign nations.
We have that unique relationship because of a treaty that we signed in 1864, where we ceded over 20 million acres of our homeland to keep the peace, and to cede those lands for the benefit of the United States. And we attempted to reserve a reservation that would be ours forever, that would take care of our Klamath, Modoc, and Yahuskin Paiute people, so that we could continue being the people we believe Creator intended us to be. So with that signing of that treaty, we entered into this real unique relationship with the federal government, to where they basically promised to look out for our interests, you know, so they have that trust obligation to protect our interests when it comes to treaty rights and treaty resources that are important to the exercise of those rights. They need to be acting in our behalf in protecting those resources.
So, I find it difficult to understand why then should there be any question that should definitely be removed. It would be in the interest of members of all of the tribes that are affected here. 20 million acres is quite a lot of land, and agricultural interests and other groups are standing in the way. It seems that should be, there should be no question as to your rights in this case.
Well, it gets pretty complicated. The dams are actually out of our treaty rights area proper, but we have rights to that we reserve to harvest and fish for salmon and steelhead that once came to the Upper Klamath Basin here, where we're headquartered, where we have our existing court-affirmed treaty rights. So the dams are actually located off of our treaty rights area, but they certainly affect our ability to have salmon. It's been nearly 100 years now. When the first dam went in on the Klamath River, the Kopco 1 Dam, it went in without fish ladders and eliminated or extirpated salmon and steelhead from where we exercise our treaty rights. So we certainly believe that that's an injustice. Those dams need to come forth. And actually, there needs to be a comprehensive effort to restore salmon back up to the headwaters here, you know, so our tribal members can once again fish for those salmon and steelhead. That's a right that we intended to reserve with our treaty. And but those dams are privately owned, though they're licensed by the federal government.
Yeah.
So, but what's encouraging in this process that's been forged, there's a door that's open and a pathway to remove those four Lower Klamath River dams without federal involvement. And that's why there's the move to amend the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement, which is a sister agreement to the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement, which is now terminated. And
wait a minute. So the Klamath Basin the restorative has been terminated, and instead in its place we have, what did you say?
The Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement was terminated because it wasn't legislated by the end of 2015. But the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement, which is a standalone agreement, though closely linked to the KBRA, mm-hmm. is now the move is to amend that agreement to keep the funding that is in play to remove the dams that was provided through through California and also by Oregon ratepayers. So there's funding that's in place to remove those dams, so there's no requirement for federal dollars to do that. So what's happening now is there's an agreement in principle that's guiding an amendment of the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement that basically the attempt is to preserve those funds for their intended use to remove the dams.
Don, hang on a minute. We'll have to finish the conversation. We are completely out of time, and I realize that this sort of left listeners hanging. Is there anywhere where people can? Do you have a website that our listeners could go to figure out what actually is going on and support? I'd support the efforts on behalf of tribal members to restore their treaty rights.
Yes. Well, at Klamath Tribes with an S. .org, Klamath Tribes, Tribes, .org is our website, and we have press releases and information that you can access there. And I believe, I can't recall if the actual agreement in principle is intact there.
We will put all of this, we can put this on the KBOO website, and feel free to you know contact me anytime. This has been, of course, Air Cascadia for Tuesday, February 9th, 2016. Janet Anderson engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson is a KBOO AM News Public Affairs Director. And we will bring Zahra Hexter on as soon as possible tomorrow and talk with her about her situation in the Trans-Pacific Partnership and its effect on her life. I am Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand.